we have agreed to pursue an all-agency meeting as a matter of extreme urgency to try to get all of the parties who have a role to play in this particular matter around the one table so that we can thrash out the issues involved, thrash out the challenges, and find a common sense solution that would allow the boatmen to continue operating to Inishmurray, and that also perhaps would satisfy the concerns of people in, for example, the Marine Survey Office or anybody else with concerns about Inishmurray. But my role, certainly as the Minister of State for Tourism, is to try to help those involved in the industry primarily, but also ensure that all of our operations and all of the products that we have in offer are operating smoothly, and where there are problems to try to iron them out. And that's certainly why I'm here, is to try to fix this problem, because I'm conscious of the timing here. We're into the latter half of April now. The tourism season is well up and running in many parts of the Wild Atlantic Way, and it's no different here in Sligo as well.
Now, you say you want to see action on this and you're conscious that it needs to be sorted as quickly as possible. Some of these boat owners, I've spoke to them, they've over 20 tours booked for the summer. So if this isn't sorted as quickly as possible, then their livelihoods are at risk here.
I'm aware of that. I'm aware of the importance of the income that the operations here provide to the individuals involved, and of course their families as well. I come from a family myself where my father was a worker in the tourism industry, and I'm conscious of the importance of incomes through tourism. And, you know, that's why I am very conscious to see things being addressed here as quickly as possible. I will be going back to Dublin this afternoon. I will be meeting with Minister Ross, and I will be raising this matter with him again to try to highlight to him just how important it is that we would have a resolution to this matter as quickly as possible.
How quickly can a solution be found here? Because that is the key, as I said already.
As quickly as possible. I can't put a specific date on it,
but
because
how operating quickly is as quickly as possible.
Well, arising from the meeting this morning, and what I've said to the people here around the table here this morning, is that we will contact all of the agencies who have a role to play here, marking the correspondence extremely urgent. We will do that today. That is the commitment that I give to the people here this morning at the meeting arising from Deputy McLaughlin's proposal. And I want to see that meeting convened as soon as is practically possible. I think we can't afford to delay here because people's livelihoods are at risk, as I said. The other issue is that from a reputational point of view, if you break the cycle where the Inishmurray attraction, for example, is accessible to people, it's very hard to build that back up again. If you've built up a reputation over the years of this place being a fantastic attraction to visit, and if then all of a sudden word gets out, especially now through social media and through the feedback fora that you have in tourism, that this is no longer accessible, then it's very hard to undo that reputational damage and to undo that information. So it's key that we do not have a break in the cycle in terms of this being accessible. We're already seeing people having to cancel tours and cancel trips. I don't want to see that continuing for any longer than is absolutely necessary, and I don't see this as necessary right now.
Did you give boat owners a guarantee that they'll still be able to run tours this summer?
I can't give them that guarantee, and I said that to them. I give them a very, very solid guarantee that I will do my very, very best in my capacity to work with the agencies that are involved to try to find a resolution here. But obviously it is not mine or the role of the department alone to get this resolved.